do have a quorum, so I will call the meeting to order with the pledge. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic
one nation,
under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. Thank you. I'm glad to see everyone's faces. I would like to start the meeting off with saying I want to thank again the admin, the staff, all of our support staff for all the work that they've worked tirelessly for to keep our kids educated, keep our students in school as long as we could. They'll be off for a little while, and hopefully going into the new year, we've got a new start. I don't want to say that it can't get worse, but we certainly are looking for a lot better things to come in 2021. So I wish everyone Merry Christmas, Happy Holidays, and a very Happy New Year moving forward. Anyone, any of the other board have any comments or statements to make before we move forward? Okay, we'll get right to it then. We have a recognition piece. Mr. D, go ahead.
Recognition. You're talking about my...
The donation?
Oh, the donation. Okay, we can do that. I'm sorry. I'm just not with it, Roxanne. I'm sorry. So we're very fortunate that Dick Gould and Gould Landscaping made a wonderful donation to the school district in the capacity of purchasing sod for our athletic field. Instead of planting and cultivating the seed, Mr. Gould took it upon himself to graciously purchase sod and lay that sod down on our field, which certainly will speed up the process of our ability to play on that field. So it's with great thanks that I say that I'm extremely pleased that Mr. Gould made this donation, and I would like to ask the board officially accept that donation so that we can provide Mr. Gould with the appropriate documentation for his company.
And that's in regards to a tax?
Yes. Tax, yeah.
Yeah, that's correct. I also would just like to just add in there that Joanna and Rich have been very good in regards to the school with their donations, and we certainly appreciate that.
Certainly, certainly.
Okay, superintendent's comments.
Most definitely, I'd like to echo what Roxanne just shared. Big thanks goes out to all of our faculty, staff, and administration for their extreme hard work and really rolling with the punches that have happened throughout the course of 2020. And I couldn't echo the sentiment more that we certainly don't want to say 2021 can't be worse because we don't want to challenge it. We're just going to cross our fingers and hope that everything gets back to some semblance of normal sooner than later. I'd also like to provide a very special thank you to Kate. Kate has done yeoman's work at coordinating and organizing this building project. She's been working exceptionally closely with the architects, clerk of the works, to ensure that all of our are being done in a fiscally responsible manner to our taxpayers. We certainly could not have done what we've done thus far absent having a business manager with her level of both experience and expertise. So I just want to make mention and thank Kate for all the work that she's done. Also, I've made mention in the past asked that here at the junior senior high school, we've been looking at what we can do from an instructional standpoint to help support our students. And we've had a series of meetings, you know, starting off over at Gick Road with a large group of junior senior high school teachers to begin putting on our heads together as a group to talk about what we can do to really build on our instructional program and be able to support students moving ahead. We had planned that Ethan would give a presentation this evening, but I really think that's a presentation I'd like Mr. Burgess to be able to provide in person. Hopefully we're back in person for our January meeting. But I asked Ethan this evening to just, you know, speak very briefly to what the plans are and the work that he's been doing with his faculty and staff. So, Mr. Burgess.
Yeah, Pat asked me to give this presentation in person because I have I'm going to juggle flaming bowling pins and have dogs jump through hoops with unicycle. But since I can't do that virtually, we've sent out quite a few, I guess, correspondence with teachers, students, and families over the past couple of months. And there's been one glaring sort of issue that everybody shares, and it's that concept of screen time. Our parents are very concerned about the amount of screen time our students are logging. Our students are very concerned about the concept of logging in 8 times a day, 5 days a week for these short little 40-minute bursts. And our teachers kind of have a concern about students' interactions online. So one of the ways that we are going to solve this is actually when right after our midterms and our third marking period starts, we are going to be implementing what we call a block schedule. And basically, in a nutshell, instead of students logging in 9 times a day for 40 minutes a pop, we are going to slow that down a little bit and have students logging in to only 4 classes a day. So there will be 5 blocks in the day. Block 1 and 2 will be academic blocks. Block 3 will be student lunches. Block 4 and 5 will be the second series of academic blocks for 1 hour apiece. Now, even though the classes are being elongated from 40 minutes to 60 minutes, that does not necessarily mean that our teachers will be on stage teaching for 60 minutes straight. Instead, we will be dividing each lesson up into a series of chunks. Actually, for the last 20 minutes of every single class, teachers will move into small groups and or intervention groups where they can really hone in on some of the specific problems our students are experiencing. So this slowed down rate of the class will help students manage their time better. It'll help teachers have a, you know, a more controlled lesson. Also, at the end of the day, we are going to be implementing some office hours where these will be more controlled by the students, where students can, quote unquote, knock on the door of the teacher and come with a specific problem that's geared to them specifically. So this will reduce a lot of that rapid repetitiveness of the current model. Now, we do run 9 periods a day. And the reason why that wasn't changed was because back when we designed and built the schedule in July, we really planned on being back open fully in October. And of course, we're not. And we've learned pretty quick that we really need to concentrate on quality of the lesson rather than the quantity of the lesson. Now, the block schedules will have an A and a B day. So students' lessons that they have on A day will not be the lessons they have on a B day. Believe it or not, this method still keeps the same amount of minutes during the week. It just allows teachers to have a longer and more flexible period with the students to really meet the needs of the students as they are struggling, as they see them. Obviously, there's a lot more to this, and I have a bigger presentation coming. This was basically gauged, like I said, from the needs from the teachers, the students, and the parents. And I have all of that data that I will share with everybody during my presentation. Also, we'll be sending out a second set of kind of connecting with the families, another Google form to see how we are right now, halfway through the second learning period. And we're really allowing the parents to have a lot of input and the students and teachers to have a lot of input as we gauge what's best for them. So be on the lookout for that. And hopefully next month when we meet, I can give you the full presentation. I will also bring both guidance counselors to the meeting as well, where they are the architects. They're the button clicker, per se, of this. And they will be able to answer questions from a social, emotional standpoint and credit-bearing standpoint as well. Thank you.
And I'd like to thank Ethan for his fantastic work with his faculty. He's had a litany of different meetings and conversations with the faculty and staff to prepare this, to get it organized and be prepared to be able to move forward with this process. I'm very confident this is going to pay great dividends for our students moving forward, particularly those that are struggling at this point with their current instructional models. So Mr. Burgess, thank you very much for your hard work on this.
I again would just like to just kind of piggyback on that. Thank you, Mr. Burgess, for giving us that overview. And just not, it sounds like there's so much more in the background that's going on that there's so many of us that are not aware of. And that's in addition to daily, day-to-day things that you guys are all taking care of. And this sounds like you've really put your heads together to see what is going to be best for our students until we can get them back in their seats. So I certainly appreciate that.
Yeah, I think one thing that we have taken for granted lately has been that face-to-face connection. And I don't mean a teacher teaching a lesson. It's that quick 5 minutes at the end of a class, or that locker time where kids connect with each other, or right at the end of the day, a student can stop into a teacher's room and really have an intimate conversation about some struggles that have been going on with them socially, personally, or academically. Right now, we don't have that face-to-face contact, so it's difficult for us to gauge those kids. So we're really leaning on our families to let us know. So at least now with that elongated class period, we'll have that kind of time built into each lesson for teachers to gauge their kids, like I said, on a more intimate level.
Sounds like a lot of work is being done. Thank you to everyone that's been working on that. Anyone else have any comments or questions for Mr. Burgess?
Mr. B, so when I know recently there was some attention given to some kids who needed some extra help and were struggling and bringing them to be in person. Has that seen some positive results? Have you noticed that those students are kind of making that adjustment better?
Yes. You know, when they come into the school, they're still learning, you know, virtually. But what's happening is there's an adult there now. So that adult can do a few things for them. It A, helps them time manage. B, it helps those students advocate for themselves. C, those teachers can now actually advocate for those kids. It's kind of the classic, you have a test today. So do you have the tools necessary to go home? Do you have your Chromebook? Do you have your notes? Like all of these executive functioning skills are being kind of filled in by the teachers there on staff. You know, when the kids are at home, they're not thinking about these things, you know, so the teachers there are really helping with that. And we have seen a lot of students kind of get their bearing a little bit more. And honestly, just having that adult there who is kind of listening to them and knowing that they can help is worth its weight in gold. It, you know, the virtual world, if it's taught us anything, how massively important it is to have that face-to-face in the same room contact. And I don't mean just our middle schoolers. I'm talking all the way up to our 18-year-old seniors. They still need their teachers to sit and talk with them. Now, obviously, the conversations from junior high to high school would be different, but the meaning is still the same. They still need us. And having those adults in that room, it means the world, and it just really helps them hone their skills as they move through the day.
Do you feel like that was able to be done in a way, I mean, as best you could, so it wasn't like those kids were being singled out and kind of put on display? I mean, I feel like that would have been very difficult to accomplish. But.
It was, you know, it's very difficult, you know, but I've had, so we just don't call a kid and say you're in, you know, that normally there's a process to that. A letter is sent home as well as a phone call or an email. There is some sort of conversation that happens from my office to those families. And it discusses why we want those students to come in. Tom, believe it or not, it's kind of gone the other way now where parents are calling us saying, I am recognizing something is not right with my kid. Even though their grades might be okay, I still recognize that something is up. So we start having this conversation, and 9 times out of 10, it's bringing them in, and that really helps. But in no means is this a way to single one set of kids out from another. We are just here helping our students, you know, survive in this virtual world that is completely and utterly new to them. Teaching is an art. It is not science, which means we need to change and be flexible every day in human to human contact. And sometimes those kids need it.
Are you finding there's a lot of other parents that are saying, hey, can my kid come for that extra? And are you finding where you're reaching a capacity limit there, or are people being able to have their kids sent to the in-person if they feel they need it?
Yeah, we had a stint where we were sold out, as I say. And what had happened was sometimes kids come in for a couple of weeks and they get their bearing and they're able to go back home and with some new set of skills that helps them. And then that seat opens up and then a new kid comes in. We do, quote unquote, have a waiting list, but a kid has sat on the waiting list no longer than 5 or 6 days. So we're able to rotate them in and pretty quickly. And honestly, so far we've been lucky enough to have a seat available for everyone who has ever asked. Not once have we said, no, your kid can't come in because we do not have room. So I'm knocking on every piece of wood that I have and rubbing every rabbit's foot right now to make sure we can continue to do that. But when we move into January, the middle school kids will still stay in the elementary school. Thanks to Judy, you know, that's a huge help for our students. So that's 30 middle school students right there. And that leaves 46 open spots for high school students to come in. So that seems to be enough right now. Right now, that seems to be enough. You know, maybe ask me next school board meeting, that answer might change.
Just one more thing. What's the kids on the waiting list, is that a space thing? Is it an instructor thing? Is it both?
It's a seat. It's not an instructor. It's pure seat. The number that drives us the most, honestly, is the bus. So that handicap of only fitting 20 kids on a bus, that's the tough number to fill. But luckily, our transportation team has been able to alter some of the bus routes and make sure kids get in. It's just simply an open seat. And those seats are dictated to us by our COVID guidelines.
So it's the bus, not necessarily the space in the room.
No, it's not the bus.
It's not the bus.
It's the space in the room dictated to us by COVID.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Unfortunately.
Do the same 46 kids come every day, or are you able to alternate and get different kids in there?
They will come every single day. And that is something that we discussed at great length, that concept of the maroon and white day. We had decided to start off with they're going to come in 5 days a week because these new muscle memories need to happen, and it's going to take a systematic approach of every single day coming in. And we have found that the consistency of coming in every other day, it's not as efficient as a student coming in every day. And we do have a few high school kids that come in when their sibling is at school. So that would be their younger sibling is on a day where they go to the elementary school, that kid stays at home. And that just that ends up being a bandwidth problem where a certain family can't have multiple kids logging on at the same time. But what we have found is those kids that aren't coming in regularly begin to suffer, they begin to slip. And every time they come in, there's this constant catch up that they have to manage. So we just decided, let's bring them in every single day, regardless of their siblings' maroon and white team at the elementary school. And so far that has worked. And Carrie, I know that, like, once again, like, I don't have a manual for this. Unfortunately, I can't call any other principal. We're it. Like, I'm it. I'm the only guy all virtual. So a lot of what we're doing right now is just really seeing what fits, constantly talking to the kids and seeing what works and what doesn't. And looking at those kids in the face tells a lot about the story. And what we have found now is you got to come 5 days a week. It's that old fashioned, got to come, you got to be here. You know, and some kids, it's like, if you show up, we will take care of everything else. Just please show up. And it works.
Thank you.
And I think that was really helpful. And, you know, we look forward to the more in-depth presentation in January. So I appreciate it. And I appreciate everything that both you and Judy have continuously done for the students to try to keep some sense of normality in our educational program.
Okay. Board and staff reports, treasurer's report.
I would like to recommend the board take action to approve the treasurer's reports. Kate, do you have anything that you would like to add here?
Just a quick, we're where I expected us to be as far as financially. We did see a reduction in our state aid. They held back money, so we're not sure where that's going to impact us, but our expenditures are right in line with where we expected them to be. So we're holding steady and steering carefully.
Thank you, Kate, for keeping an eye on that. So do we have a motion to approve those reports as presented?
So moved.
Thank you, Mr. Baker. Do we have a second?
I'll second.
Thank you, Chris. Any questions, discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Carried. Approval of board minutes.
I would like to recommend the board take action to approve the draft minutes from November 16th of 2020.
Do we have a motion to? Thank you, Mr. Norton. There's a motion on the board on the floor to approve. Do we have a second?
Second.
Thank you. Any questions or comments? All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Carried. Thank you. Approval of CSE CPSE minutes.
I'd like to recommend the board take action to approve the minutes of November 19th and November 20th.
Do we have a motion to approve those minutes?
So moved, Barber.
Thank you, Mr. Barber. Do we have a second?
Second, Dudley.
Thank you, Mr. Dudley. Any questions? Any discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye.
Opposed? Carried. Thank you. Bid resolution.
With a bit of explanation first, school districts in New York State are compelled to go out to competitive bidding when we are looking to have work done within a school district. Those bids, as they come in, if they meet the criteria that are set forth in the bid packet, school districts are required by New York State law to approve and accept the low bid. Unfortunately, sometimes in construction, you get what you pay for. So low bid is not necessarily always the best bid or the best quality work or the best contractors that you're potentially could be dealing with. So I just want to make sure that the board understands that, because we will be approving different contracts as we move forward. I am not indicating by any stretch of the imagination that either of the bids that you're approving this evening are troublesome, because they are not. But I am sharing with the board the process through which we must go through when we are approving construction work in a school district, or when we're making large purchases in a school district. So with that said, this evening, I would like to recommend that the board take action to approve the bid resolution on our gymnasium floor from Fourth Sport Floors Incorporated. This is a complete put down of a new high school gym floor, as well as all of the striping, the lettering, and the finishing. And it also includes the elementary gym floor removal, replacement, striping, lettering, and finishing in the amount of $199,400.
Do we have a motion to approve?
So moved, Norton.
Thank you, Mrs. Norton. Do we have a second?
Second, Baker.
Thank you, Mr. Baker. Any questions, discussion? I did just ask Mr. D to kind of make sure that the board was aware of that New York State law, because when we were looking at this stuff, there was a large differential between the two bids, and we had some discussion at the audit and finance. So I just did want it to be clear to the board what our responsibilities were. But there, like Mr. D said, there's nothing that's making us think that this bid is going to be anything less than what we expect.
How big a differential was there? Can we ask?
It was about was it $40,000, Kate?
Yes,
Kate's still a little over $48,000.
Yeah.
One of the reasons is we did discuss it. One of the things is the other company that bid is out of actually Rochester, in Syracuse, Rochester, New York. So they had additional costs for transportation and housing and food for their employees. So, but we have no qualms about Fourth Sports Floors. Both Patrick and I have utilized them in the past, and they do quality work. Good. And Victor Way as well agrees Good. With that. So.
And quite frankly, we were exceptionally pleased with the numbers as well. It came in less than we had anticipated.
And Chris, this same company did the original elementary school. Am I correct in that, Pat?
Yes.
Okay.
Okay.
Any other questions? Okay. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye.
Opposed? Carried. Thank you. bid resolution on the fuel tank.
I would like to recommend the board take action to approve the low bid from Tri-Valley Plumbing and Heating in the amount of $172,000 for replacement of our aging elementary school fuel tank.
We have a motion to approve.
So moved. So moved.
Second, Dudley.
Second. Thank you, Mr. Dudley. Any questions or discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Aye.
Opposed? Carried. Budget calendar.
Each year, the Board of Education approves a budget calendar that is developed from the business office. The business office takes the date of the budget vote and works backward for each of the components of the budget based on a timeline that's set by New York State. So you have in front of you this year's budget calendar, which I would like to recommend the board take action to approve.
Do we have a motion to approve that budget calendar?
So moved. Norton.
Thank you, Ms. Norton. Do we have a second?
Second, Barber.
Thank you, Ms. Barbara. Any discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
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 Opposed? Carried. Thank you. Appointments.
I would like to recommend that the board take action to approve Ms. Kaylee Kelly to the position of substitute cleaner, effective upon her fingerprint clearance.
We have a motion.
So moved, Barber.
Thank you, Mr. Barber. Second?
Second, Baker.
Thank you, Mr. Baker. Any discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
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 Opposed? Carried. Thank you. Leave of absence, Mr. D.
I would like to recommend the board take action to approve the unpaid leave of Ms. Amanda Rodriguez, effective January 4 through the end of the school year.
Do we have a motion to approve that?
So moved, Dick.
Thank you, Mr. LaChapelle. Do we have a second?
Second, Norton.
Thank you. Any discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Carried. Thank you. Visitor comments. Do we have, we don't have any, we can't take any. Is that right, Mr. B?
Correct.
Okay. So then again, before we get out of here, I just want to wish everyone a great holiday and hoping for a great new year for everyone. And again, thank you to everyone involved, the board, my fellow board members that give their time. And I know it's one meeting a month, but there's numerous emails all during the month that we all have to kind of react to and make sure that we're looking at. So I do appreciate those efforts as well. Merry Christmas, happy holidays, happy new year. Anything else anybody have? Okay. Do we have a motion to adjourn?
So moved, Barber.
Thank you. Do we have a second?
Second.
Thank you. Any discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
We're good. Okay.
Merry Christmas, everyone. Thank you.
Yeah. Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
Take care.
Bye, everyone.
Bye. See you next year.